Chapter 2. Pink and Blue. Not wrong, just different. Genesis 5, verse 2. He created the male and female, and he blessed them. One of the most powerful and eye-opening chapters in the love and respect approach to marriage is the difference between pink and blue. We aren't talking about how to decorate a nursery. We are simply pointing out how God made men and women as different as the colors pink and blue. I use the simple analogy that the woman looks at the world through pink sunglasses that color all she sees. The man, however, looks at the world through blue sunglasses that color all he sees. Men and women look at precisely the same situation and see life very differently. Inevitably, their pink and blue lenses cause their interpretation of things to be at odds, in some cases more so than others. Men and women not only see differently, but they also hear differently. To carry the pink and blue analogy a little further, God created men with blue hearing aids and women with pink hearing aids. They may hear the same words, but receive very different messages, as in the statement, "I have nothing to wear." She hears nothing new, while he hears nothing clean. Because men and women figuratively wear sunglasses and hearing aids in different colors, they see, hear, and behave differently in countless ways. When she wants to talk face to face and he wants her to sit next to him and watch football, this is a pink and blue difference. When she wants their 10-year-old son to be more careful riding his bike and he wants his boy to ride that bike the way he himself did when he was 10, this is a pink and blue difference. When she wants to clean the kitchen, launder the sheets, and vacuum the carpet right away, and he wants her to forgo these chores to play with him and the kids, this is a pink and blue difference. Many couples arrive at our conferences suffering from color blindness regarding the profound impact the principle of pink and blue has on marriage. But when they leave, their color blindness is gone. They make observations like these. "I never saw that before. I thought we were the same. Now I understand how men and women are wired differently and why it takes a lot of work to learn about each other's needs. I am able to view conflict totally different now. Instead of seeing my husband as an egotistical maniac, I have some peace and confidence about who God made me to be and who God made him to be, and I'm not feeling so frustrated about our differences." Refusing to get frustrated is the key. Genesis 1:27 tells us that God made us in his image, and Genesis 5:2 adds that he blessed what he made. When differences arise, and they will always arise, remember this is part of God's plan. Neither one of you is wrong, just different. A major step toward a happy marriage is accepting differences and working them out with love and respect. Relax, and even rejoice. Viva la difference. Here's an insight. Pink must not claim that blue is unloving because he thinks pink. Blue must not claim that pink is disrespectful because she thinks pink. And for your prayer, thank the Lord that in the very beginning, he created male and female, blue and pink. Ask him for patience and ever-growing understanding of how men and women see and hear differently. And here's an action item. When the crazy cycle threatens to spin over a pink and blue difference of opinion, try saying something like this. "Here, put on my pink sunglasses so you can see what I see." Or, "Here, try my blue hearing aid so you can hear what I just heard." Here are some discussion questions for Chapter 2. Number 1, do you see the pink and blue differences between the two of you as a strength or a weakness? How can recognizing these differences be a strength? How can refusing to recognize them cause stress and friction? Number 2, do you each agree deep down that pink and blue are not wrong, just different? Can you thank God for your differences? You may want to jot down the differences that can possibly cause tension and conflict. Discuss them, then make it a matter of definite prayer. Number 3, use the action idea to talk with your spouse about how to help each other through the other's sunglasses and hear through the other's hearing aids. Is the only time for doing this when you are about to spin on the crazy cycle? What are other settings for trying to see each other's viewpoint? What can you do this week to acknowledge and show acceptance of your pink and blue differences?